This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So we have Mrs. M joining us on the show as per usual every Tuesday. So I just want to double into what prayerification is for those of you that are not sure. And this is the Google meaning of what prayerification is. I did a bit of research. So in general, parents are expected to give their children unconditional love and to take care of their physical needs. And Mrs. M just mentioned that naturally that is the responsibility of a parent. They need to make sure you have a roof over your head, and there's also that daily structure. They need to make sure it's safe also. So emotionally secure children whose needs, physical needs are taken care of, are then free naturally to focus on their energy on growing, learning and maturing, which is why the parent is the one that's normally expected to be taking care of the kid. So sometimes in where parentification is concerned, this is reversed. So instead of giving to their child, the parent sort of takes from them. In this role that is reversed, the parent may regulate duties to the child. So in other times, the child will be the one that will voluntarily take them on. So some examples of when parentification would happen would be if the parent was neglected or abused as a child, so then they can't be an effective parent. The parent has a mental health condition, they have a substance or alcohol abuse situation, the parent or sibling is disabled and has a serious medical condition, and even sometimes it's circumstances like the parents are divorced, the one parent has died, so now the oldest sibling is the one that is expected to then play the role of being the parent. But what's surprising is that there are different cases to what I've mentioned, but we will get into that when we get into the voice notes. So Mrs. M. Ngokwakho, what do you think parentification is? What do you identify it as?
I must say I was a little bit on, you know, the edge of my chair when you gave me the topic, and because I think it's a conversation we are not having enough. As a society that has gone through so much, this is one of the conversations that that should be top of our agenda in terms of us and things that are happening in our community. I never termed it.
You never termed it.
So I knew that as per the studies, child-headed families, you know those things,
and
how we term it.
Having to grow up too quickly.
Yeah, but now having to hear the word parentification, then it really makes a lot of sense honestly speaking, this is either a young person, it can be a teenager or even younger, that's taking upon a responsibility of an adult or a parent that is supposed to have been there at that time. And that is a process that happens out of many circumstances. I think off air we did mention a few, that if you're going to look at it globally, yes, it exists, but if you're looking within South Africa, you'll find that the biggest contributors were your apartheid system, were your HIV/AIDS pandemic, and I think at the moment what we just went through, which is COVID as well. So we've got a lot of contributors into that, and there's also an issue of drug abuse where you find parents that are into drugs or into alcohol abuse, and that leads to a point where the children need to parent one another in the home. And it's a very interesting conversation because I think we're going to help a lot of abalaleli that have found themselves in that situation or are dealing with the results or the outcome of them having been in that situation. Yeah. Because remember, in this conversation of ours that we're always having about relationships, it's who and what we bring into those relationships that actually needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Because a relationship on its own is perfect.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
I also feel like we haven't dived into a lot with regards to the one-headed. So a parent has one child, and is basically parenting their parents in any regard. Like, I feel like it's a lot of looking after your siblings, which is also parentification. Mm. But also you do get cases where children are the ones who are having to be parents to their parents.
Like, absolutely. Yeah. That's insane. And it does happen quite a lot, as Mrs. M mentioned, with the child-headed families where the child is actually the parent. But before we get into the voice notes, psychology has proven, like in a research study that was done last year, that there is actually, to a certain degree, a positive outlook, because the child can become independent, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. I think when it becomes bad is when now they're just hyper independent and they mm-hmm. always feel this constant need to control everything, mm-hmm. even things that are outside of their control, because they had to control everything, even circumstances that the parent as the adult was the one that was supposed to take care of that. But we're going to get into the voice notes, and Mrs. M, you did say it's a hectic topic. And I think when you actually hear some of the messages and the voice notes, you'll realize how hectic it is.
Are you ready, Mrs. M?
Definitely. I always say to Afika that the wisdom to assist or respond to people, especially on the emotional state, must only come from God. And there are past two conversations we've had about the relationship with the Holy Spirit really does assist us in terms of, we might not know everything, but we trust that the things we're going to say will assist you towards a better direction.
Absolutely. Sure. So I'm going to start with the text messages, okay? This is anonymous. They haven't revealed the identity. OT Anonymous, I have spent my entire life trying to be enough or right enough or good enough for my family, bending over backward to be what they needed. Parentified since I was 3, abused, that whole nonsense. I learned young that my value and importance was based on how well I fixed things. My parents are divorced, my dad remarried, and my role never changed. Years of that took its toll on me. It took me breaking down completely for anyone to actually notice. Even the concern was about how broken I was now, not giving or doing enough. How my acting out was the issue. I am the issue.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they can attribute it to something.
Yeah.
Of where they are and how are they feeling. Anonymous, many people don't go through or don't overcome the challenges that they have simply because they cannot find that dot as to where they come from. And the fact that you know that it comes from there, it means you can heal from there. It starts with forgiving people that have not said, "I'm sorry." And it's difficult, but to release yourself from it, so to be able to move and walk ahead from it, you're going to have to forgive people who have not said they're sorry, and then learn the art of putting yourself first and knowing that, in actual fact, the main character of your life is you, and you are the one that is supposed to be replenished, you know, nurtured, cared of, in order for you to be able to do quality giving, because many people are giving from depletion and all of that, and they are not then doing quality giving. So in this case, since her family probably still needs from her, but she needs to take time away to be able to sort herself out, forgive them for the things they did that they can't even acknowledge, because even now, manja, the issue is about her, you know, and how broken down or her acting out.
Yeah.
So it means they can't acknowledge it and they will not be able to see it. So forgive them and start building enough protection for yourself from from your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, shame. I'm sorry for Anamza, but I went to psychology once, right? And they said, like, this is in with regards to forgiving and, like, understanding her family.
Yeah.
I was, I don't want to say similar situation, but what they said is, like, all the people tend to not be able to change because of, like, years of building up character. So, like, basically, they'll never see the wrong that they've done.
Yeah,
it's up to you to just, like, accept.
That's
but don't accept the situation and how they're treating you. Accept the past and change the present.
Sure.
So that you, presently, you are now responsible. The 3-year-old could not make her own decisions. But the one who wrote us the message today is the person that can make a decision to make a different life. No longer a victim. A victim was the person that could not take the decisions for themselves. Right now, if Anonymous still decides to continue being a victim, it's her decision now to continue. But right now, your adulthood means you now have the power to change your present.
And as you were saying that, Mrs. M actually wrote a message that today, because I didn't complete it, I just wanted you guys to process the other messages. Because it's a lot. So then they said, today I finally accepted that my parents / family are superficial and our relationship is forever conditional. Ultimately, I just wanted to be loved and accepted no matter what, just like I've done to them. Loved, accepted, and be there for them no matter what.
Sure.
Yeah, I think every child, ladies, every child wants love.
Yeah.
That is all that we know. Even the brands that you buy your child, the kind of food, whether they eat at Woolworths or they eat at whatever shop, it really makes no difference. The child simply wants love. If it's porridge and it's done with love, that's what the child wants. Yeah. And that's what I think Anonymous wanted from their parents. But unfortunately, couldn't get that. And that realization that the parents will always be superficial means that they can stop trying to do anything and actually build themselves going forward.
That's what I loved, the fact that she's just accepted that, okay, that's just them. They're not willing to work on actually improving, so I can't now allow that to hold me back. So we also have another message from another anonymous, and they said that I was parentified as a child and it ruined my relationship with my sister. She's 364 days younger than me, and I was not only made responsible for her but threatened with punishment if she misbehaved on my watch. Imagine being a 7-year-old in charge of a 6-year-old. Boop. Okay, this was at the end. But I can just feel her emotions, if it's a her or he.
Or him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that happen within our communities, if I can call it our, because aswazla wamanyebo,
of course,
the other colors, how do they do it? But for us, there's a lot of things that are happening that are not, that should not naturally be happening to children. There is a lot of pressure. You know, sometimes the parents are not doing it out of just hate or spite.
Yeah.
But there are really pressures dictating who is going to look after this child if they don't learn to look after each other. If I don't go to work, who's going to look after them? Yeah. I mean, who's going to feed them and all of that stuff? But if they now start paying for a nanny for the very same little money that I have, then we'll have nothing, Lindlini. You know what I mean? There's a lot of contributors, like I said, that we could actually look at, not in a way of making excuses, but in a way of identifying things that the society should be looking at and looking at addressing as a society, so that the children don't have to carry the burdens of the parents, of being the parent when they are not supposed to be a parent. Because I think for me, I was lucky enough that my mother never wanted that to happen in my life. She just never wanted it, you know, in a way that I actually didn't know how to take care of children. If somebody gives me a child, it would have been just a few seconds. Then take it away. You know.
Thank you, baby.
No tolerance for children. So I think ukuthi Anonymous law is khuluma naye njengamanje. They have to get to a similar place as the previous one, like this where you can then accept an apology that wasn't presented, and then you can start building you towards a better self. Ezinye izinto zifikaza ama lessons sokuthi ungabusazenza wena. You know, don't repeat the same mistake. So learn the lesson, take the bag full of lessons and run.
Good night, you guys. Okay, we're going to take the last anonymous message and then we're going to go into the voice notes. Hearing things like, you're such an old soul, wise beyond your years, you're so mature for your age. Thanks. I was parentified at an early age and I was forced to become an adult and a caregiver and never actually had the chance to be a child and have to live with that trauma for the rest of my life. Okay, it's not anonymous actually, it's Kate from NUM. NU. Yeah. 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 So they were being sarcastic here. Would see people actually, make comments with, oh my gosh, you're so wise beyond your years. Yeah. Gandhi, it's actually because of the trauma.
Yeah. And it can happen that you actually never enjoy the years of your youth or your childhood because you were supposed to be a parent at that time. And remember, Uguti, each and every stage of our lives, we're supposed to be learning something.
Yes.
Learning some form of communicating, relating with people and all of that. And if as a child, if as a person, you skip childhood, you skip teenagehood, you know, and you move straight to being a parent, putting rules, putting order and all of that in your life, there's so much that you have left behind that you are supposed to learn. For yourself, not even for other people, for yourself in terms of relating to people and your drive and the understanding of even who you are, because you've entered character of being an adult and you have no idea who you are. And the day anything wants to ask you, somebody says, who are you? And then you say, no, I'm so-and-so's sister, and that's your description of yourself. And then they ask you again, who really are you? And you are on a pause because you can't say without stating your role, because that's who you've been all your life.
Yeah, it's actually scary. Hey, sense, it's very scary because that is true. Like when you're stripped away from all those roles, who are you?
Yeah.
Can I have a question, Mrs. M, actually. Can parentification also be identified as someone who is like, when someone asks you, who am I? And you'll be like, I'm so-and-so's daughter, because all you've been trying to do in that case is try be the perfect image of that particular someone's, like, daughter or son. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah.
It wouldn't be parentification, but it would be really something that has to do with a person not completely knowing who they are outside of their family structure. It happens a lot that I think us as parents can contribute to that, that the child is so shielded that they don't know who they are except by identifying by the image that we've put in front of them. Also, at the same time, it can be that that is where their source of comfort comes from, or their source of courage comes from, of protection. So the minute I say I'm so-and-so's daughter, it is very much dependent on who so-and-so is.
You see?
So if I am Nelson Mandela's granddaughter, if I introduce myself, it matters that I mention that I am Nelson Mandela's granddaughter. And that immediately is saying to the person I'm talking to, it is projecting a message that is saying, deal with me in a particular way.
Sure. Yeah, that's how you find people with the parents of a very high profile most of the time. They resonate with that person's that if your mom is, like, for example, a celebrity, like what you're saying, you just, that becomes your life. Well, you know, I'm so-and-so's daughter and she's a celebrity. So the way you treat me, you can't talk to me like that. I'm going to get certain favors because of that. And then you don't develop your own journey in life, your own career, your own aspirations, your own interests outside of that. So it's really dangerous. We're going to go into some of the voice notes, and we have quite a few, and it's Katsit is not on our side. But
this conversation is so...
it's really
good, and it's like we can just keep going, because there's so many aspects of it, you know. Uguti, what happens to you when you are in that situation and you're identifying, I'm actually in that situation. I'm in university, but I take imali yami engithola what is it now? Student and I take it home, because there are people in that situation they take that money and it must pay for school fees, sika siswaki who's left behind and all of that. So it's not move on from that situation. We're saying don't assess your family situation and find out where nusanga siza kupi, you know, because there are people really in cases where really the mom and dad are not there anymore. Yeah, well, so how do you help your siblings without depleting yourself or depriving yourself of impilo, you know, that you are supposed to be living as a young person? There are so many aspect of this conversation. I'm finding that as we continue to talk about it, we're entering a different corner, and found that there is somebody who's saying, yeah, I hear, but I'm in this kind of a situation, and it'll be nice to hear a lot from them also.
Okay, let's go into our first voice note.
Having to see a child grow and being there every step of it, it feels like each step is higher than the other. As the child grows, the step gets higher. Responsibility gets higher. Having to want to be the best, because basically parenting isn't easy. It's not easy, and so it's time that all the our parents, if they were there to help us with the things that we are not certain of. But even though nowadays we want our kids to grow, forgetting how, when you look at your own self, how brought up you are, how well brought up you are, and how you wish that for your child. But looking at the nowadays and how we living and how things have turned. Go back. We turn a blind eye on a lot of things, only to find out that those things are the ones that damage ingane in a way. Parenting isn't an easy thing. Parenting is hard. Every day it's a new thing. Every week it's a new thing. Every month it's a new thing. And weekly or daily or monthly, there's always a harder step than the other.
Yeah.
And this voice note, Imane Yang Kumbuza, another form of parentification.
Yeah.
Where you yourself go put yourself in that situation.
And you're
as a child. You're a child yourself. And unfortunately, we kind of, I'm not going to be popular for this one, but unfortunately, we kind of made it fashionable at some point.
Because it's such a norm.
Yeah, that you can have a child at any age. And unfortunately, having a child while you're still a child is hard. And it's going to be very difficult. It's not easy. Children are demanding. Children just want and want and need and need and must have and must have. And unfortunately, it's constantly just there, you know. So I feel for umlaleli, and I really wish they could get the support that they need. But if it doesn't come, and I always say this, expectation yento obonayo na ukuthayizi is going to hurt you.
Sure.
Deal with your expectation and then find another way of getting what you need. Because as you constantly are expecting from people that are not going to give you or give to your expectation, you will keep getting hurt. You keep getting disappointed, heartbroken, and you won't have a way forward. You won't heal Yeah, you won't have a way of how you're going through this. Accept situations. If you are in that situation, your first step of victory is accepting the situation. This has happened. This has happened. And just accept it that it is what it is. And then out of acceptance, then you will be able to start looking for ways. How do I make the situation better? Is the next question.
Yeah.
Because non-accepting it brings denial, and denial will keep growing the expectation.
Yeah.
Some say, somebody's coming to save me, somebody's coming to save me, somebody's
coming to save me.
And no one. The other people go and they, you know, and they start to do their own lives and all of that. And I've heard a lot of people who've become parentified sitting with the anger, Yoguti, I gave you everything, but then when it was time for you to give back, you just went on and continued to live your life. And they start to speak at their siblings who they did matric, and then when they finished matric, they went to work.
Exactly.
And then they went to work because they need to feed them, and they never went to university. And they gave their siblings a chance to go to university, and then their siblings got better jobs now, and they're sitting now in the resentful corner that says, but I'm the one that sacrificed my life. I could have also studied and all of that stuff. So if you are in that situation, I want to say, accept the fact that God had bestowed that responsibility upon your life, and the blessing of that responsibility is not going to come from the people you were responsible for, but it should come from the one who gave you the responsibility in the first place. And expect less. Expect less so that you don't get heartbroken.
I think in general in life, expect less.
Expect less.
From people, per se.
Expect a lot from yourself, but from other people,
less
than your expectations.
Yes, from other people.
Less from yourself. Put the bar high.
Yeah.
Set your goals high.
Yeah.
Go and overachieve from the things that you have control over. But from other people, because you sacrificed yourself to give me a better opportunity, don't expect that better opportunity to now work for you or to be, you know.
And that's the mistake we make.
Yeah.
Expecting that it's going to work for you.
Yeah.
Okay, Asiya Kumunyu Anonymous.
Hi, Afika. So on this parentification topic, my thing is, in my case, it was more of, you know when a parent vents to you because they have no one else to vent to. So you end up knowing all the business, all the finances, everything that's happening, and the state of the relationships between the family members. So it puts you in an awkward position where it's too much information for you at a very young age. And in my case, I believe it led to my hyper-independence and how I always felt like I had to be like the adult between me and my mom, because she was a bit of a free spirit in the sense that, I don't know if I'd say it's because she didn't know how to be a mom what I needed. So most things I had to figure out on my own and kind of raise myself mostly. So in terms of decision making and all that, it was just me telling myself that this needs to be done and that needs to be done, and this needs to be done in the house, and there's a particular order that this has to be done and all that. So it made me the warrior between the two of us. Between me and her, I'm the one who always has to call and check if a person's okay, do they arrive safely. I get really anxious when people are driving late at night and I worry about them, and I'm the one that calls during the week to check how she is and all that. She's more of, she takes, I don't know what's the word, but she says that I'll call her if I have a problem or when I need something. She doesn't really have to like call me and check on me. I'll tell her if I need something. Yes. So it's just a bit of a free spirit dynamic, and yeah, I was the one who was always worrying about things.
Shout out to you, Mia. That's the friend that actually suggested that we have this conversation.
Yeah.
And
like, if you had to meet her, because I've been friends with her for some time, she really is, like, for her age, she's very, like, put together, organized.
Yeah.
Like, if you would say, well, okay, we're planning a trip to go here, she'll do everything. That's just her. So I can see that in her, with, you know, Ngempela, she had to grow up way too quickly when she was still very young.
Yeah. But sometimes we should not identify evil where there is no evil. because I think she has a particular type of relationship with her mom. And not all relationships are going to be the same with our parents.
True.
So I'm saying that because my mother was pushing me to be a very independent person, not to depend on her on anything. I remember when I was registering from matric, I was registering at DUT, I actually went by myself to find a flat to stay in South Beach. I went by myself. So she was not present, but she was present in her kind of way. Parenting, her kind of way. So there is a difference between being parentified and being parented in a particular way, where your parent is actually parenting you to be an independent person. It's how they've decided that they want their child to be. If you are saying that she's a very organized person and all of that, for me, that is an excellent attribute.
It's a good thing.
Because many people are so disorderly. And if that came from the teachings or how her mom was, you know, expecting her to be organized or expecting her to be the one who organizes or expecting her to be responsible, you know, and her character has been developed where it favors her. Let's not identify evil where there is none, but let's appreciate the fact that the tougher hand or the way of parenting has produced these good fruits, and say, perhaps I would love to get a call from my mom checking up on me. But what if your checking up character just never allows space that somebody else checks on you? You're always, by the time they think of checking on you, you've already checked on them.
Yeah, like what she's saying.
Yeah, by the time they think of worrying about you, you've already worried about them, because that's who you are. That's your character. Embrace what you are capable of and do it excellently in any relationship. If you are excellent at being the organizer in that relationship, do it to your best of ability. It contributes well in that relationship. It makes that relationship work.
Okay, Sans, anything you want to say?
No, I get you, Mrs. M, right? Like, I really do understand. But sometimes a parent can be a good parent, but not the kind of parents that you need. I don't know, that's just my opinion. I'm just trying to say, like, with Anonymous, yes, her mom's hard hand and, like, her mom pushing her to be independent is a great thing, because those are good qualities, but maybe they didn't come at the time when she needed them to come.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, because it depends. There's never, when you're parenting, you always have an idea of what kind of man or what kind of woman you're building in the future, you see. And then you're going to parent in that direction, that I don't want to die and leave young men that can't make decisions, because mom always made the decision. So I would leave you with options so that you can make decisions. For yourself. And as time goes along, you would have learned and developed the character that you can actually make your own decisions. And in as far as that is concerned, like, you don't, we don't choose family.
Unfortunately. And
we don't choose our parents. And unfortunately, the style that they've decided to use in parenting us might not always be favorable. So talking about the extra dinner sort, the condoms are all right, and we're going to get him to sell a pants to a case. Condoms are long, echo rights, and unfortunately, the one on echo rights is always the one who's uncool. But later on in life, you discover just about how uncool was the one that was allowing their child to go yosala.
Making me think of my mom.
So, like, obviously, mauingane, the things that you want are top of your own priority. But unfortunately, the parent has to think about your future and where you are going as that young person. They got to deprive you of a few things. But what should not be deprived is your childhood. You shouldn't be deprived to be a child. You shouldn't be deprived to be a teenager and to be a young person and have to be now a mother of three of children that you didn't even give birth to, you know, and all of that. Those things should not happen. And as we spoke earlier, we said they're not natural, so we can't be accepting them. We need to see how, when I've gone through it, how do I make sure that I don't contribute to the problem?
And just as you were saying, Sand, based on conversations we've had prior, she did say that it was just that she didn't really want her mom to teach her to be independent too early. Because even with, like, some parents are strict, right? Her mom was very, like, I'm not going to set these strict rules. Don't. Because at the end of the day, you're going to make whatever decisions that you want to make, even if in Gingati, one or two, yabo.
Yeah. Her mom sounds like my mom. My mom would never say don't do that, but she would say you will reap the rewards of your decision.
Yeah. She's like, oh, wow. My mom's the opposite.
She would just say that you are the one. Me, she would threaten my life and be like, no, ma ubuye uzakwami uzongilethela ingane, ungalinge mina ubuye, hamba ohlala lapho. That family, that's just not. But you can go to the movies with your friends, go to, you know, with your friends. Yeah. But just when you come home, make it home as my child. If my you've mom? Decided to be somebody's the wife, same. Go be somebody's wife.
Yeah, it just goes back to what you're saying, Mrs. M. Abazala bafani, because my mom is more of that parent that will say, do not do into it. As much as she'll say, it's okay, uzoyenza, and this was going to happen, but she'll say, do not do it. It's only now that I'm an adult that she applies Leonto Woods. Okay, if you make it, decision, Nganji. Now, Pumela. Yeah.
Asa zomunye
anonymous
ukuthini.
Okay. Being a parent is not a bad thing. But it becomes bad when you are under in a cousin, a cave of abazali, and nenga nyako in dinga ukuthi ibe iphathwa abazali bakho futhi again. As mina nje as a mother, ngiyahlangabezana nama challenges ukuthi okay fine, ingane yami iyakhula and then I'm growing up and I'm still studying. Ingane yami iyakhula njengamanje, so izodinga 1 or 2 or 3. So mina mthola msuningi kakhulu mina, because I have to study and knowing very well ukuthi I have ingane la emva kwami. So uma ngingakwenzi kahle mina, so ingane yami izobukela yabuka kubani? Because mina umzali wayo. Okay fine, ihlala nabazali bami ingane, bayikhulisa kahle, bayinakekela, but kuba nalento le eshotayo enganeni ukuthi umama akekho eduze kwami ozonginika ikhekho. Ifanele kuthole uthando lonke ebazalini nami, but kunalento ukuthi iyakhula ingane ikubona nje, yabo, kuba naleso sikhala kuye eshoda ukuthi okay fine, izinye iy'ngane zifika lapha emakhaya zibuye zibe nabazali bazo boyi-2.
I'm going to have to cut it short, Anonymous, because of time, and we still have 3 more voice notes to get to. But it seems like Anonymous is going through what we just mentioned.
Yes.
You see, you are young, and now you have to parent. Yes,
parent.
Yeah.
Mm. And you've placed yourself in that situation. I know we don't want to hear this, but if you are even thinking about it out there right now, and you're thinking about having... please step back and reconsider that decision. Reconsider that decision. If you make it ready that you're going to take the responsibility that is required of having a child, which means you are giving up your own childhood, your own youth, you are moving on to being a parent responsible for a child. And you cannot then be wanting your parents to still treat you like a child. You have given that right up if it's your own decision. And if I often say there are no oopsies anymore, because everyone uvula TV kukhulunywa ngama condom, uvula ini kukhulunywa ngama family planning and all of that stuff. Information is readily available at the palm of your hand in the form of your cell phone. So do not go read other people's stories. Go to YouTube and hear other people's stories about being a young mother or being a young father, you know. And I often say that maybe it's not even a good thing, but at least a guy can still walk away, you know. And I feel like, unfortunately, it's like you can't. It's like it's just there with you as a woman. So let's make decisions, you know, in the relationships that you are in, calculated, you know. Let it be a calculated decision that you know that I'm going to be responsible for this decision. Let us try to not repeat what our parents did, where they had children that they can't afford, or the children that they have to now put a burden of, they have to parent each other, because we are making worse, if not similar, decisions right now. As young people out there, I am certain that we can do a better job, you know, in terms of starting nuclear families where mom and dad are here. Let it be an unfortunate situation where mom and dad are not together. Let it be an accident. Let it be an out of control kind of situation where a mom and dad can't be together. But I'm sure that as young African women and men out there, we can do a change, something that will be so different, and ensure that we can be a start of where Black communities look different from what they do right now. They look and they sound and they feel different. Where our children coming up have different opportunities to the other ones, that to how we grew up. Where the choices that we are making are actually making a change in the future. It might not be seen now, that the choices we are making to delay having children, the choices we are making to get married, to make marriage more fashionable one more time, the delays that we are making in terms of ensuring that we put our careers first, we start our businesses first before having children, we explore the world and travel the world before having children. All of those things are what is going to change our society and what we look like right now, where the parentification of people will start getting less and less and less. You'll find that we will be able to support even those who find themselves in an unfortunate situation where they have to parent their siblings, but as a community we'll be able to be there to assist them, because not so many of us are in that situation. I do believe that we can change the situation.
I believe too. I believe so too. I say go anonymous.
Okay. So mina empeleni ngiyakholelwa ekuthenini intando kaNkulunkulu kusekuyintando kaNkulunkulu. Vele kuwrong ngehlule enyama. Kodwa ke ekugcineni semhlabeni la, yabo, ingane yengane noma ingane ekhuliseni ingane kuyinto edabukisayo. Kodwa manje ngiyakholela ekuthenini ukuthi nakho lokho kube kuyisize ekuthenini ukwazi ukuviwa impilo ngenye indlela. Sengisholo ngaphambilini kusukhulile usumdala, because ama-struggles ethu asenza ukuthi sibe a strong person. Kuba nzima ukuthi kube khona izinto ezikuhlaselayo or zikulimaze ela thizeni, because you know ukuthi uphumaphi, yabo. And abantu abakanjalo mina baphakamisele enkulu inhlonipho, because hayi noma uba engakwazi ukuyimela leyo nto leyo. So idinga ukuthi ingane yayifundise ukuthi ikwazi ukucabanga right on the spot, ikwazi ukuqhamuka neplan kuse early, because baningi abantu abadala abasahlulwe lokho kuze kube manje.
Okay, Samuz anonymous.
Yeah, uqinisile. But At the same time, I would really like us to not make mistakes and then base them that on the will of God. To not put ourselves in unfortunate or hard, difficult situations and then call that the will of God. Because if sikubiza nge will of God, fanele siyobheka ukuthi iyini intando kaNkulunkulu ngempilo zethu, and we'll find a different answer. Because uthini yena uthi nginamaceba amahle ngani. Yabo, but ngiyathanda futhi la isithi khona konke kusebenzelana kube ngokuhle, of which ukuthi if you had made a mistake, don't dwell on it, but rather make a conscious decision to change your ways and change your situation going forward. Having learned njengoba anonymous esho ukuthi izinto eziningi ziyayifunda kanzima, but funda kuphela and then move forward.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, let's take one voice note and then we're wrapping it up.
Yo, oh, let's look here. Yeah, Tita, what at the end? Sometimes because there are no parents or because they are the more responsible one. So if you know, basically being a parent is, being a parent is difficult. It becomes more difficult when you haven't experienced it. Also, you could say you get a hang of things. The pressure starts on actually being pregnant on its own. Ukhulelwe nje, and everything just becomes overwhelming because you just want to be the best parent. It's even more trickier if it becomes more difficult. Also, ukulele on its own with no parents. That goes along with guidance. Yo, let's hope it gets cool.
I think the topic is here confusing. Abalaleli are listening to it from a point of where they are in their situation.
Which is understandable.
But it's challenging now to be dealing with that topic, because you can see ukuthi there is a need for us to talk about the early parentification that we do to ourselves.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Because it seems like a lot of us, pretty young people, are currently in that situation.
Yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.